The Tasmanian wine vintage this season is the largest on record for the wine industry, and it comes despite some tough weather conditions and the smoke taint caused by bushfires to some vineyards in the Huon. Wine Tasmania's technical officer, Paul Smart, says the vintage has increased each year for the past 4 years, and it shows no sign of changing.
It's been another fantastic year for Tasmanian wine grapes. We have surpassed last year's record with 17,180 tonnes of high-quality grapes, and that equates to, in bottles, about 1.25 million cases of wine this year.
How big compared to last year is it?
It's up about 5%. So year on year, the Tasmanian wine sector has been growing about 5%. And we've seen that in line again this year.
It's been a year when we had winemaking Tasmania with the problems and bushfires with the smoke taint.
Every year there's unique challenges that we've put onto our producers. We've got a fantastic bunch of people out there making wine in really tough conditions. Tasmania is a really hard place to grow grapes, but makes for some excellent wine. This year's seen frosts, it's seen drought. It's seen rain at the wrong times, and then we had the fire event down south. So, yep, all of those events have affected different parts of the state at different times.
And seemingly the grapes all came on at the one time, all the different varieties this year too.
Yeah, vintage compression is something that's happening nationally, where varieties are all coming together and ripening together, and it's putting pressure on our wineries, and that's going to take a little bit more to invest in.
So what was the increase due from? Was it just a good year for the quantity of grapes, or was it the increase in wineries around vineyards?
It's two parts to that answer. You know, we have the increase in vineyard area. Everyone's seeing the white candles being put into sheep paddocks around Tasmania. There is growth in vineyard area, and that's been happening year on year for quite a long time. For 20 years it's been happening, and we're continuing to see that, maybe a little bit accelerated at the moment. The other part of that yield story is great weather. We've had some really good weather around flowering, which is November, December, and year on year that's what's been happening and increasing our yields.
Now, what about the average price per tonne for grapes this season? Good?
Yeah, good. Again, still a good result. It's still one of the top highest results in Tasmania. And if we compare that nationally, we're looking around five times the national average still. So we're growing high-value grapes.
What sort of grapes are we growing? What's the biggest percentage of grapes? Still Pinot?
Still Pinot. So when you see these new plantings coming online, most of those plantings by variety are still around the same percentages that have been planted in the past. There is a little bit more interest in Shiraz, and that is probably the growth category, but Shiraz is still a very minor category.
Does that surprise you?
No, not at all, not at all. Tasmania won a trophy. Well, Nick Glatzer won a trophy for the best Shiraz at the Melbourne Wine Show a few years ago. That really put Shiraz, Tasmanian Shiraz, on the map, and there has been quite a bit of interest in that.
Now, a lot of that Pinot is going towards sparkling wine as well. That's still the biggest area that Tasmania has, is it?
Yeah, sparkling accounts for about 38% this year of all the wine that was harvested, of all the grapes that were harvested, and that's an increase on last year.
Now, what about the future? What sort of plantings are in the ground? I know there's a huge vineyard going in over just near Sorel there at the moment, another one going in Fawcett.
Yep. There's quite a few vineyards going in around the place. And we are, it is an accelerated growth period, but it's measured. So what we ask everyone is before they put a vine in the ground, that they have a market for either the grapes or for the wine that they're about to produce.
So the expansion's being managed fairly well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into the north-south divide or the fight, but the Tamar Valley is on top.
And it has been for a very long time. Yeah. That was pretty much, the north was where, well, depends who you ask who planted the first vineyard, but yeah. The first vineyard, recent vineyard, was Providence in the north.
And the Coal River Valley, it's still going well, as is the east coast. The east coast starting to get to a point where it could be number one down the track.
We're seeing growth in all the areas, in all the wine-growing areas around Tasmania, and it's been pretty much similar growth.
Derwent Valley too. It's looking all right. And the northwest starting to feature?
Yeah, there are plantings in the northwest. Yeah, that's a growing space up there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at the Huon Valley and according to your percentages, 0.5%, but the Northwest up almost 2%.
Yep. Yep. And there's been some investment in the Northwest. It is challenging to grow up there, but the wines that they're producing up there, there's some amazing wines coming out of that area.
You mentioned that word challenging. What are the challenges ahead?
We're always looking to see what's coming down in the future. I mean, currently we only export 5% of all our wine that we produce. That is a challenge and an opportunity as well. So yeah. We're looking to invest. We're working with the Tasmanian government to invest in export markets to grow that further. Should, you know, Donald Trump and China go at a trade war, that will hurt not just Tasmania, but nationally. So nationally, we export a lot of wine. And if that were to come back to Australia, that would actually put pressure on us as well. So there's lots of things that we can't control, and we've just got to be aware of them.
And how important is the wine industry in Tasmania for tourism?
Ah, I'm glad you asked that, Tony. So recently we just signed a joint action plan with Tourism Industry Council of Tasmania, where we have identified, both of us together, that wine works well with tourism and tourism works well with wine. And so we're going to work together on a 2-year action plan to further this cooperative engagement. So yes, they're well aware that they can use us as a vehicle and we can use them as a vehicle and work really well together.
Now, Winemaking Tasmania, we mentioned them before, they had their problems, but now it seems to have been sorted and it seems to have been a very positive result.
Yeah, congratulations that the sale's gone through and that, you know, there were 30 clients out there who now have a bit more security in what's going forward. And all the indications are that it will be business as usual. And from what we've been reading in the media, that there's going to be further investment in the winery.
And the brand of Tasmanian wine, how's it viewed around Australia, around the world?
Oh, amazing, Tony. We get quite surprised in the office with the amount of media that it generates. You know, we're only 1% of the national crush, but the amount of media that it generates, the amount of people who want to come and try our wines, the only problem is they can't get much of it. That's the only thing, Tony. So, it's viewed very highly. You know, we're only producing 1% nationally, but we're worth 4% of the value.
What do you see in 20 years' time as regards the amount of vineyards in the state? Is it going to hugely increase?
I don't think so. Our growth has been very measured. We've always said that you should grow grapes for a market and never be speculative. You know, speculative is when you get into trouble. The nationally, vineyards were speculative in the late 90s, early 2000s, and that's when nationally we got into trouble. We haven't really seen that in Tasmania, that speculative investment, and that's where the issues will come. It's with all agriculture, Tony. You've seen it with emus.
Now, what's happening in the wineries at the moment? What are they doing, apart from pruning in the vineyard?
I know one winemaker in particular, bottling like mad the 2019 whites, and all of them will be at the moment, getting those aromatic whites into bottle, the Sauv Blanc, the Riesling, the Pinot Gris, some rosé. They'll be coming out on the market in the next month or two. I've even seen a rosé already on the market. And then they'll be working towards, you know, maturing those reds, working on the barrel-aged Chardonnays and getting those into bottle before the next vintage.
And Paul Smart, are you missing making wine?
I still make a little bit on the side, Tony.
Thanks for your time.
No worries, thank you.
Paul Smart from Wine Tasmania on the record vintage this season. Over 17,000 tonnes harvested in Tasmania. The average value of Tasmanian wine grapes stands at $2,827 per tonne.